Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 632, coming soon from Installation 01, recorded live on June 7th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we have a special guest with us today to go over some of the news that we have, to give us an update on one of his projects, and dive into a little bit of pre-E3 discussion and speculation. We are happy to have back on the show the Chunkier Bean. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be back. And today I'll talk a little bit about Installation 1 and talk about E3 with the guys here.
It is a pleasure to have you back. It was, a couple months ago? Maybe 3 months ago when we had you on the show?
It was, last time was in September when we were all in PAX together in that hotel room.
We had on the show, I thought, after that.
Not after that. Wait.
I think it was before PAX.
We had one before PAX and then PAX.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think
was
so.
Was it really that long ago?
It's been a while.
Gosh, I've lost all track of time. Okay.
It's okay.
I guess getting married will do that to you.
Yeah.
Anyways, we are happy to have you back on the show. Yes, we got plenty of the people saying soon team in the chat already.
Oh, it just follows me everywhere. Just can't escape.
Now that you officially partnered with Soon TM Studios.
Yeah, formed that bad boy. you don't know how many revisions of the company name we tried to go over. I was like, we're no way we're going to name this company Soon Studios. Makes no sense. But it stuck, so, and I actually like it now. It's grown on me.
You couldn't escape that for long.
No, I couldn't.
That's cool. So we'll be diving in a little bit to some recent project developments, and you had a public play test out there and some video stuff that we'll dive into a little bit. But first, as always on the show, we have a little bit of a community recap from this weekend's streams. So, GT, give us a little bit of recap on Fraggin' Fridays from this past week.
We were popular this weekend.
That's good to hear.
We actually got too big for Warzone.
That's good.
So we had to play Customs.
Yay, Customs!
But, yeah, we had a lot of fun. We actually got in three or four Warzone matches, and we were doing really well. The teamwork was working. Had a little bit of fun in big team, got stomped, and then we stomped, and then we got stomped again, and then we moved to Warzone because the party got too big.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah. Friday nights are always a good night. I showed up at the very end, so I got to see some of the customs that was done. We played a little bit of the Battlegrounds again, which we found out the latest version, the winner doesn't spawn in from the last round, which is interesting.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if that's on purpose.
It makes you wonder whether or not it is on purpose. I think it's probably just something along the lines of being a bug or something the way...
Well, Halo wasn't intended to play that game type, so...
Yeah, wasn't exactly designed to do things quite like that. It's all good. So, on my Sunday stream, doing some more achievements, I got two from Halo CE, and Darkrai was playing with me again. We got the two on two betrayals. I think one was do not kill a grunt, and the other one was do not pick up a new weapon. That made it really interesting. But we did co-op, so it wasn't too difficult. I think we got both achievements in about an hour and a half for both of us. So that was my achievement run.
Don't pick up another weapon's pretty easy. Just turn on the bandana skull.
That's what we did.
And then you want a real challenge? Turn Grunt Funeral on and don't try to kill a grunt.
That would be interesting.
It's incentive not to kill a grunt.
It is very much so. Even though if you kill one, you're kind of screwed anyways, unless you revert to checkpoint. So that was a lot of fun. And then I didn't stream this, but I got to play with Unishek on Monday. I think it was Monday. He's doing some playtests for the new HCS maps and modes, and he's actually doing some right now. So if people want to hop on over there and play with him and listen to us at the same time, you can. The new maps feel pretty good. There are a couple of things that they're still trying to work out, that they're taking back to the forgers that made the maps and kind of making little tweaks to it. Mostly just path and geometry changes, but they feel pretty good for the most part. And I think a lot of people that are really into the competitive scene are going to like the fresh maps and modes that are going to be part of the upcoming season. So got to do that a little bit this week too. It was fun. So that's it for our community corner. I think, did I miss the upload for Achieving Halo, or is it still pending?
No, it has broken audio right now.
Is that recoverable or something else?
Still working on it.
Okay. So for a couple of people that are here new from the DJ Raid, first of all, thank you, DJ, for raiding our channel. We appreciate it. Godzilla T has been doing a series called Achieving Halo on our YouTube channel, and it is a run through of the campaign on how to get the most achievements out of one run. And we did Halo CE on the Master Chief Collection to start, and then he's jumped into Halo 5, so he has the last mission of Halo 5 going up probably within the next couple of weeks, and then we'll be jumping into Halo 2/Halo 2 Anniversary.
Which the first level, which I've already been practicing, is turning out to be really fun. Not.
I was about to say, is that sarcastic fun? Okay. Are you doing that solo on Legendary?
Okay, for one, we're playing Halo 2.
Yes, for which two, is the we're hardest playing campaign. Halo 2
on Legendary. Three, one of the achievements requires you take no shield damage through the entire level on Cario Station.
What? You're trying to do both.
Well, for one, the achievement I'm actually going for requires legendary and requires you don't take any shield damage.
Can you use the skull that changes your flashlight for invisibility?
Yes, you can use any skull you want.
There you go.
Including the scarab skull.
Just don't blow yourself up or take shield damage from shooting it.
That's kind of the problem. It's a blessing and a curse all at the same time.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of revert to checkpoint going on.
My last practice run, there was 15.
Did you get all the way through the mission?
All the way through the mission.
That actually doesn't seem that bad.
My first run through, I lost count at 40.
Oh, man. Oh, geez. That hurts.
So I hope you appreciate the pain.
Yes. Oh. I'm sure people will. So look forward to that. You can find our YouTube channel over at podtackler.com/YouTube if you want to find the Achieving Halo series, and we'll be diving into the Halo 2 Anniversary over the summer. I'm assuming the other maps you're going to be looking for, or the other missions you're going to be looking for, co-op buddies, right?
If people are available, yes. Probably most of Halo 2 I will do solo just because of the legendary mechanics when you play co-op. You know, there's nothing like playing with the Iron Skull on all the time.
Yeah, that can be frustrating. Although Iron Skull with co-op just takes you to the last checkpoint instead of all the way to the beginning of the mission.
Well, no, it's with Halo 2. Any death takes you back to previous checkpoint, even in co-op.
Oh, so it's bugged.
Yeah, it has been since they developed the game.
I thought in the original Halo 2, it was like
no
that.
If really? One person dies, it takes you back to the previous checkpoint.
Was that just in Halo 3 then?
No, that was in Halo 2. Halo 3 didn't have that problem.
Right, that's what I mean, where it works in Halo 3, but not in Halo 2.
In Halo 3, they have a system where if the other person's in battle, you won't respawn, but it won't take you back to the previous checkpoint unless both of you die.
Okay, got it. Sweet.
But there are a few levels. There are a few places that co-op would be handy. There are some co-op achievements that I'll be going for. I'll see if I can work them into a run. It kind of all depends on the other achievements on those particular levels, as to, you know, if I can complete them.
I believe you're still posting the looking for groups on your Xbox Club, and then you're putting out tweets for interest. So for those that are interested in helping out, then you can find GT over on the club or on Twitter. All right, shall we go ahead and dive into some of the news?
Sure.
News is fun.
All right. We have a new MCC development update. And with that, we have the Flight 2 that is now out for the MCC insiders that were invited. And we actually are allowed to stream it this time around. So you probably have a lot of people streaming it right now. Starting at the top of the hour from when we're recording was... coming in from when we're doing this. So 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific is the second play session that all the insiders are getting on to play. So you'll see plenty of people streaming the Flight 2 build on Twitch and Mixer. So make sure you check that out. I don't know for the edited version of this podcast if it'll be out before the end of the streaming schedules, but it has been approved for streaming and the builds are available after all the playtime slots, so you'll probably see people streaming this for at least the next week.
Yeah, I was streaming it the other day. It was pretty surprised that they actually allowed us to do that.
I was a little surprised too. We'll actually be changing this stream over to doing the flight right after the show, and I know Haas is going to be streaming it. DJ Blue is going to be streaming it. I'll be streaming it. And there's plenty of other people streaming it. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if the MCC flight streams had more views than normal MCC and Halo 5 on these platforms for the weekend.
Yeah, it would not surprise me at all.
Check them out.
Unfortunately, I will not be enjoying this flight.
You didn't get the invite this time around? Nah. Hopefully the next one.
I totally understand. I haven't touched MCC multiplayer in probably a year and a half. So, you know, I totally understand it. You know, all my time in MCC has been in campaign.
Sure. And they're going to be opening it up for the future flights anyways. It sounds like after this flight, they're really going to be expanding the player base.
And seeing this one's in Halo 3, I'm not really that brokenhearted.
Yeah.
It's not your cup of tea?
No.
Halo 3 multiplayer is not my favorite either.
Oh, man, I'm the odd duck here.
Yeah, Halo 3 is, when it comes to multiplayer, that is the one game I spent the least amount of time in multiplayer.
The aiming mechanics just are very weird because it has the triangle shape. So going from side to side doesn't move as fast as it does from up and down. The aiming is just off compared to every other game.
It's just off.
It's better than some other choice words I was using on Tuesday.
Ah.
Haas can attest to that. It was in private lobby, so I didn't mind voicing my mind. So we have the latest MCC development update. We got a couple of things that they're focusing on for this flight, specifically the matchmaking dedicated servers for Halo 3. As a lot of people will probably remember, a few years ago, a lot of the multiplayer matchmaking games failed over to pure hosted servers because of the now antiquated netcode that the Xbox One was using. So they're validating some of the changes that they're making to dedicated servers. And so far, it looks like the response across the interwebs has been very positive on the feel of the kind of having that dedicated server. Like, it feels like a dedicated server.
It definitely to a lot of people. A ton better, at least from my experiences. Because, I mean, I had MCC on launch day, and it was a struggle, to say the least. But, I mean, I mean, it took so long in the first place because they were using dedicated servers, but they had to turn them off because no one could get into matches because of the system they were using, the ticketing system. I can't remember. It was in one of the blog posts. They talked about it. They went to
death. It was actually in the first blog post.
Ah, well, there you go.
It was the first update.
GT with the knowledge there.
The participant counts for this flight have been about doubled, so I believe they're looking at about 4,300 members. They said it during the social stream with Jessa Birdie and Grim earlier this week. I think it was about 4,300 participants for this flight.
Pretty good chunk of people.
And I think they said there was over 20,000 registered MCC insiders. So it's about maybe a sixth of the total people that have signed up so far, which is a pretty good number. My guess is they'll maybe expand it to at least half for the next time around. That's my guess anyways.
We shall see. You know what would be kind of interesting, though, is if they opened up like some kind of like co-op flight, essentially to test the co-op networking. Because that was one of the biggest problems they had. And they just talked about it, actually, in the latest blog post.
For Halo 2 anniversary, yeah.
Yeah. So, because I remember just playing, and we just could not connect on Delta Halo. All I'm asking is I just want to play Delta Halo co-op. It's all I want.
There was one mission, and I forget who I was running this with at some point, but it's the one where you're the Arbiter, and it's just after you clear out, maybe it's Quarantine Zone. Yeah, I think it was Quarantine Zone, and you would get the desync.
What, the Sentinel headquarters?
Yeah.
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 I think I know what you mean.
And you get the desync, so to one person, it looked like you were in one part of the map, but on their Xbox, they were in a different part of the map.
That's not good.
No, it was bad. It was really, really bad.
I think I have faith, though, in the co-op now. From what I've just seen from this flight, I mean, the dedicated servers, I mean, they're really good. I've only failed to match with one person because they quit out because they matched with me again. But other than that, no lag I've seen.
That's good. The schedule that they have for the flight play times is today on Thursday, June 7th. They're doing Halo 3 4v4s.
Oh, darn.
Yep. That'll be starting in... The play session itself will be starting in about 30 minutes, although the 4v4 has been available since yesterday. So for any insiders, you can actually go in and play outside the play times. You're just less likely to have people on, so you might not get matched up as quickly. Tomorrow they have BTB, so 8v8s are going to be there. Two play sessions then, and then on Saturday they're doing Halo 3 4v4s and FFA. Two play sessions during Saturday as well. And like I said before, they've allowed us to stream. So you can check out all the streams across Mixer and Twitch. Everything will probably be done under the Halo Master Chief Collection game. So just search under that game and you'll find most, if not all, the streams are going to be the Insider build for the most part. They also highlight the HDR settings that they've introduced into this build. They have HDR brightness, paper white, which is kind of how much the white kind of blends out, and then contrast that you can change. So there's some 4K HDR compatibility settings that they're integrating in with Master Chief Collection now. And Sketch teased this a while ago, I think about a month ago at this point, about the intelligent delivery that they're including in the update. You can choose which components of the Master Chief Collection to have installed at any given time. So they have it broken out between multiplayer and campaign. So you can have Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo 4 campaign and multiplayer. And then there's the Halo 3 ODST campaign as well that you can selectively install or uninstall. Someone on Twitter also made a note that there is a gap at the end, which
I knew this would come up.
People have been speculating, is it going to be Reach? Is it going to be Halo 5? What's going to be in the gap on the right?
Yeah, I've heard some pretty wild theories.
Speculation. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some pretty far out stuff.
For sure.
And, you know, that could just be dead space.
Yeah.
Could be. Who knows? We'll find out whenever... Well, we might find out at E3. Depends. They also have a couple updates to the language interface. You can have voice and text selected independently, and then there is a failback voice and text as well. So if, like, some of the games have different voice packs, like they're not all the same. So they have a preferred one that you can select, and then if the game that you're playing doesn't have that one, there's a fallback that you can fall back to. So that's pretty cool. Adding a little bit of that flexibility in there. Now, here we go. We got people with the new Halo name games out there. Halo BR, Halo Poncho Chief, Halo Kills, or Chief Kills Lock, because Lock is trash. Oh, jeez.
Oh, Lock.
Oh, and of course, Ergyboo. Halo MySpace. We just can't escape the MySpace comment.
Nope. Can't like Pokemon.
Yeah. Although Pokemon we kind of have adopted as part of the Podtacular mantra over the years. MySpace is just because we don't have MySpace. We were after MySpace. A couple of things not necessarily related to the flight. Max, I have Schlagor. Is that how you say his name? MCC design director Max Schlagor. Okay. I'm guessing that's how it's S-Z-L-A-G-O-R.
It's like Sakor. Sakor. I don't know.
So he has a couple of questions that he has asked or has answered that have been pretty common from the community. We have, let's see, a couple of things that he talks about. I just lost my spot. Here we go. A couple of things regarding the multiplayer ecosystem they're looking to improve, as such as the skill for matchmaking, bannings that are going to be made into effect, and overall match quality. So for the bans, they're looking at more authoritative rules and stricter penalties for quitting.
That's good.
Yeah.
Much needed.
Making it to where the matchmaking experience will be a little bit better for people. They're also looking at rules for matching parties to parties and how it has an impact on balancing out the matchmaking criteria, so to speak. And then they're also looking at how to tweak the player progression systems and rank systems. So it wouldn't surprise me if some of the stuff that they're working on for Halo 5, they eventually implement in MCC.
Yeah, they're probably
well, I have to admit, I'm liking their matchmaking system they're using in Halo 5 now.
It seems to match a lot more accurately.
I mean, I've ranked in two playlists so far, and my ranks are the same in both playlists. Where before I would have, you know, my ranks would be all over the place.
Okay.
So that tells me, you know, to me that tells me I'm playing equally skilled players, or at least relatively equally skilled players.
Right. Which is a good thing. Another thing that they've mentioned is something that happens whenever they make changes to playlists is ranks reset. So whenever they implement some of the new playlist structures within MCC, a lot of the ranks that are there from people are going to be reset and changed. So if you want to get a rank now before they all reset, then you might want to do that.
I just want to thank 343 for that, because I'm really tired of matching a bunch of 50s. And just getting my whole soul destroyed.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But yeah, no, that's definitely a good thing that they reset and a bunch of that stuff. Hopefully they will introduce a new system for it. We'll see.
We'll see. They will be implementing a post-game carnage report lobby. So very similar to Halo 3, where once you were done with the game, you could chat with the other players in your team or on the other team that is being pulled back into the environment. They did make a caveat saying only parties will stay together once matchmaking begins. So thinking back to Halo 3, it's like not pressing X to party up.
And definitely so, a much needed feature to come back.
I think that's kind of a mixed one, because people might be like, I don't want to
match with
hear the... Not necessarily that, but I don't want to hear the trash talk another team might have if we lose or something. It's kind of a mixed bag. You either get really nice people that will say GG and really appreciate the game that you played, or you'll get the people that are like, you suck. Go.
Well, you know, as long as they give you the option to back out of the carnage report and go back to the matchmaking lobby, that's fine.
As long as they got that.
that'll still be there. At least I wouldn't imagine that going away. It's there currently.
I like my trash talk, though. So the only thing I don't like is when people blare their music into their microphones because they want everyone to listen to what they're listening to.
Yeah, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
MCC will also be moving away from combined playlists, which means the playlists that have multiple games in them, moving to game-specific ones.
That's a good move.
The reason for that is they're hoping that helps consolidate a lot of the player base into specific playlists. And they're not completely throwing out cross-game playlists. It's just something that they're looking at maybe doing in a rotation style. So think of maybe Action Sack. You could have cross-game playlist.
Yeah, something like that. Cross-game makes sense. But in like Team Slayer, a lot of people in Team Slayer, they want to play a specific game, or, you know, they want to play a specific multiplayer.
Yes. Yeah. I know a few people in the Mixer chat right now who are like that.
You know, like, I want to play anything but Halo 3.
As much as I love Halo 3, I don't like playing it over and over again.
Me too. I'll play Halo 2 over and over again.
Oh, yeah. No, Halo 2. Yeah.
Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 4. I have no problems with the playing matchmaking on those. Halo 3, it's just frustrating to me.
It's just a struggle.
It seems like lately, just based on some of the feedback I've gotten on social media, people either love Halo 3's match or multiplayer,
or hate it,
or they really dislike it. Yeah,
I mean, that's just the Halo community for you there.
And a lot of the people that dislike it, it's primarily because the aiming mechanics are so vastly different from everything else in the Halo first-person shooter games. That's the main thing that I've seen. So the playlist lineup that they have planned going into the final update after it comes out is Halo CE ranked 2v2, Social 4v4. Halo 2 ranked Team Hardcore and Social 4v4. Halo 2 Anniversary ranked 4v4. Halo 3 ranked Team Hardcore, Social 4v4, and Social Big Team, and Halo 4 Social 4v4. And the update is like, but Postums, why are you only giving us 9? I want 20 playlists. Originally, this comes down to the community wants to have the game-specific playlists, and this helps them consolidate a lot of the searching into playlists so that there's more likeliness that you're going to find another match. With the current UI as well, and I think this is kind of a minor thing, although it's something they mentioned, but you can only fit 9 playlists on one screen. So if you add any more, then you have to start scrolling. And I guess it's something that they're going to start out with, and maybe they'll expand to more playlists later on. But there is definitely something to consider when you want to have the player base be able to match up with each other.
I think this is a good playlist as long as the game types inside those playlists rotate. You know, I don't want to play Slayer after Slayer after Slayer, you know, throw Oddball, Capture Flag, whatever in there. You know, just don't make it one game type, and I think it'll be just fine.
They didn't mention it in here, but I'm wondering if they're giving any thought to removing voting in select playlists.
Like the voting.
Well, they did mention in a previous update that they had removed voting already, and they were still deciding on if it was going to actually return.
Yeah, they definitely said they were taking it out for now. More like Halo 5 system.
I thought they were just taking it out in the flights because it's still available in MCC. So for
they haven't updated MCC yet.
Yeah. Well, I guess if they're doing it for the flights, that makes sense. So yeah, never mind. Okay.
It's just basically to counteract people like always picking Halo 3 and
sure
whatnot. Just giving it more of a random rotation because, you know, if I just played midship or whatever last match, I was like, oh, that's great and everything, but hoping to play another thing. And then everyone else just picks randomly midship again because it somehow appeared again. I think this new system should be a good solution.
I think so, too. Yeah.
For now, at least, and then maybe they can experiment with like a vetoing system like Halo 3 had, where you can just choose the first map or you get stuck with the next map.
I think it would work.
Yeah, the veto system I actually didn't mind.
I didn't either. I think late in Halo 3's lifespan, that's when you saw people start to quit out, but because there's a little more penalty for quitting out, people didn't do it as often. And it sounds like they're kind of bumping up the enforcement on that. So if they were to go to some kind of system like that, it actually wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. They are looking at rotational playlists, starting possibly with Big Team Battle, and also making it to where some of the playlists can rotate between games. So something like Social Arena, even though it's going to start out with... they don't have Social Arena. Take something like that and kind of rotate it around some of the different games. Maybe look at something like including some different variants and for BTB and heavies, or making the big teams rotate around between Halo 3, maybe rotate to Halo 4, or Halo C, and Halo 2, that kind of stuff. It seems to me they're probably going to include a few more playlists depending on community demand for it. But I do like the idea of going from a lot of playlists down to a few, and that way it makes it to where the player base is kind of concentrated a little bit better. And they may throw in maybe two additional slots for rotational playlists, kind of like they're doing with Halo 5 now. So that's a possibility.
But yeah, the only suggestion I would say is I would like another option for Big Team other than Halo 3.
Yeah. Well, they said they are going to rotate that one around. So it might just not start that way.
Yeah, I would love more Big Team Halo 2 and Halo 1. Especially like Death Island Capture the Flag.
Oh, jeez.
I love that. That is like one of my favorite variants.
That popped up in voting when I was searching last week, and it almost got voted.
Almost. It just is so close, and you're just like, I can taste it. The only sad part right now for me about CE on MCC currently is they exclude the radar. I noticed that a couple of players, they just don't have the radar. And then on Big Team Battle, I don't know if it's just something they just didn't, overlooked or something, but yeah, it's kind of sad to not have it. I miss it. So hopefully that comes back if they redo these playlists again.
I don't think I've played in Halo CE Big Team for a while to really note that. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, just something nice.
They also note that in here, Halo CE players have not had a 4v4 playlist in a very long time, so that's back, which, thank you, 343.
Yeah,
it's
thanks.
Been so annoying searching and only doing duels for Halo CE.
Mm-hmm. The game is a party game, and it deserves all the people in it.
Yes. Yes, it does. And that's it for the updating in the playlist. They're still kind of tweaking around with what their final setup is going to be. There is a thread in the forums, and Postum also had a tweet that he was pulling feedback from as well. So either place is a good place to respond with feedback. And then it's not Soon TM, but it's the Scoop TM at the very bottom. These are some other random developer things going on with MCC that they're looking into. Nothing that is necessarily apparent right up front, but something that they've found and have cared to share with us.
There is one big thing that they did mention. I think that is worth talking about. If you can.
Go for it.
So in the part of the blog, they talk about the 30 hertz versus 60 hertz with Halo 2. And they kind of mentioned about a Halo 3, but specifically Halo 2. And, well, Halo 2 on Master Collection is the port of Vista, Halo 2. And the port of Halo 2 on the computer is not the same as the original Xbox because of the change from 30 to 60 hertz. So stuff like the carbine, like fire rate, it's like a beast on Vista. It's crazy. And one of the reasons you can't super bounce anymore is because of the change from 30 to 60 hertz. You can't still super bounce, it's just you have to do it much faster.
It's a lot more difficult.
If you heard of Project Cartographer, they've actually gone through and fixed a lot of these with special game modes they call like Halo 2X. However, they have commented on finally that they're working on making it, much more similar to the original Halo 2, which I think is actually really, really great. And so, they commented so wait, that
the cartographer guys are putting back in the 30 FPS related glitches.
Basically, they're putting back in everything that was like tweaked too much that it just didn't represent the final original game.
Okay.
So it plays much more like the original game. So it's like a lot of fire rates on a lot of weapons got changed.
Right.
So they went back and they like reevaluated everything and dug into it. And they came out with an update where you can have special game types that fix it. And it's pretty sweet.
That's good. And yes, they're kind of doing that with MCC too, though.
Basically, yeah. But except they're doing it for the whole game. You don't have to use the special game mode or whatever. So it's going to definitely play more like an HD original Halo 2 experience. Hopefully, if they get everything working.
I never could figure out super bouncing in the original game.
It's very interesting.
I did do it on... I'm going to get ridiculed for this. What's the map? Headlong. I did it on Headlong a couple of times.
Headlong is great to do it on.
And
I think Headlong is the only one I was ever able to actually do it.
It's probably the easiest one. The most well-known one.
Yeah. You talking about the one off the bridge?
I don't know if that's the one I did.
What, Headlong?
Yeah. There was somewhere where you had to like destroy part of a concrete thing and then kind of like jump in it and then jump somewhere and then you bounce or something. I don't remember exactly. It was a long time ago. Back in like 2008. Gosh, that's a decade ago. Holy crap, that's a long time ago. I just realized how long that was.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, let's see. No, I can't even remember the call outs now. But it's one of the man bridges. You could load yourself up under one of the braces and then jump off and hit a specific crack on the road and it would launch you over the buildings.
Yeah, those are fun. The glitches in Halo 2 were some of the most entertaining.
Yeah, but if it came out today, it would be ripped to shreds.
Yeah, yes it would.
We're not as forgiving as we were back in 2004.
Right.
Well, you know, back then the glitches were fun.
Yeah, the majority of Halo 2's glitches were fun, but you have to remember a lot of things that not a lot of people remember is the pop-in loading from the campaign and whatnot. It was because the memory on the Xbox was just couldn't load it all into it fast enough. I mean, they made it, you know, really cinematic, so a lot of stuff had a lot of cuts, which really is unfortunate because it's actually really well put together and choreographed. But, you know, the Xbox just couldn't do it sometimes. Other than that, I can't wait until they fix it on MCC because it's going to look and it's going to play amazing, I hope.
Well, that is the reason for all these flights and tests and everything. So
indeed.
Yep, better. One of the things they mentioned on here, and I read this and I'm still kind of confused, so people should probably go and read this on their own, but the issues with Halo 2 co-op, which they did address the desync issues, and there's also some, I guess, bad memory use within Halo 2's engine and some of the map code that they have in there. So they explained what they had to do to fix some of the desync issues, and then there were some memory allocations that they also eliminated as well.
And that stuff dates back to like 2004.
Like original Halo 2. Code. Yeah. Yeah.
Original so they're Halo not only fixing MCC, but they're really trying to fix original Halo 2.
They're retroactively patching a ported game.
I mean, hey, if it works, it works.
I mean, they're using stuff that is almost hard-coded in 32-bit. And apparently, elites were not dual-wielding in Halo 2 Anniversary.
Yeah, I didn't. That totally like went over my head.
I didn't even notice that.
Thank God they did.
So there was some code that they changed to try to optimize it when they first made the MCC build, and they got a little lazy in their code analysis, and they accidentally dropped some flags that were very relevant. So they're going back and changing some of that stuff.
Yeah, they hired a lot of people, shout out to Coreman, who are very talented in the Halo 1 and Halo 2 engines. Well, I mean, they're the same engine, but BLAM engine, and they really know their stuff. So, yeah, that's just that gives me a lot of confidence with these new updates. These are the guys who spend their like lives in these engines, and they just know every inch of it. So,
it's crazy.
It is crazy, but I'm glad they have a dedicated team at 343 Industries now.
Yeah, me too. There's another thing that they called Man with a Golden Gun, where they have the ability to change some of the parameters and behaviors of the game, and they unexpectedly found a bug that they're also trying to fix on the Silent Cartographer. And then there's a bug in Halo 2 Anniversary Campaign where a grenade throw somehow caused a dead elite's head to become non-collision geometry. So it fell through the floor.
That's been an issue in Vista for a long time. You'll see dead enemies like clip with their heads through the levels. Like there's videos of jackals like spazzing out on YouTube. it's pretty funny, but yeah, it's definitely one of the more like, this is a Vista port. Oh, this is the port from the Vista port.
Right.
Issues. But yeah, I'm glad they definitely took a look at that too.
Well, I mean, even in Halo 5, you'll find Spartans with their heads stuck in walls.
I remember there was the glitch on midship where if you died on one of the walls that was kind of like the hard light wall, your head would get stuck in it and you'd see the body start freaking out. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah. Or not.
In Halo 4 and Halo 5, both, the flailing bodies have been everywhere.
flailing everywhere.
Flailing bodies everywhere. So that's it for the latest MCC development update. Flight 2 is underway, so for everyone that has been invited, go do good things, research stuff for Microsoft.
Give tons of feedback.
Yes.
That is what they need.
Do it. Do it. On to the latest community update, which thank you, Grim, for posting it before we started the podcast today. Really appreciate that. It helps a lot. We have a couple of things that are kind of recaps. HCS updates. We talked about the additions of the new maps last week. The spectator passes and team passes are still available for the MLG New Orleans, which is going to be Halo and Gears under one roof, July 13th through the 15th. And the Halo prize pool is $250,000. It is a open land. That means if you have a team and you want to go compete in New Orleans, all you need is a team pass and you can compete with some of the world-renowned teams in Halo. Again, that is July 13th through the 15th. They mentioned the MCC update, which we just covered, so we're not going to talk about that. There is a new book that is announced, which it seems like that's all they're doing these days is cranking out books.
It's all about that lore, man.
It's all about the lore. But this one is actually targeted to young audiences. Teaming up with Scholastic, they have announced Halo Battleborn, which is a novel by Cassandra Rose Clark. That name doesn't necessarily mean anything to me. I'm guessing she might be a well-known writer.
Perhaps.
That's my guess.
Let's count grunts. One little grunt, two little grunts. Oh, sorry. Probably not that young.
Probably not. This is also taking place during the events of Halo 5. In the description, it talks about... It seems like... I'm not exactly sure if it is specifically Halo 5, but it talks about a couple of, I guess, students on Meridian. And it's talking about an alien covenant threat. So this might be pre-Halo 5, or... I'm not sure. But it takes place on Meridian.
Takes place somewhere in Halo.
Yes. We did create the link, so if you go to podtacular.com/Battleborn, it'll take you straight to Amazon where you can pre-order the book. And it is available right now for paperback and Kindle. Sorry, no audiobook version of this GT. At least not yet. Paperback is $9.99 and Kindle is $5.99. So there you go. Apparently it says I purchased this item on May 10th. So I guess they're just... Oh, that's right. This was something that was not necessarily leaked out, but there was the listing. So now they're just officially announcing it. The first issue of Halo Collateral Damage is out as of yesterday. And on Tuesday, the complete hardback trade edition of Halo Rise of Aatrox was also released. I actually got mine in the mail on Tuesday. So nice little collection of all the five comics that were in Halo Rise of Atriox. And Collateral Damage is now out as well. I think in digital and physical copy. E3 is also coming up this weekend. We are looking at possibly doing a stream the night of the Xbox briefing. That'll be on Sunday. It's taking place on or at, what is it, 1 o'clock? Yeah, 1 o'clock Pacific time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern. The briefing usually goes about an hour and a half. So if you guys are looking for the latest in Xbox, that is the place to be. If you're watching on Mixer, then you will be able to get the classic helmet rec pack for free. All you have to be doing is watching the briefing on Mixer.com, logged in with the email address tied to your gamer tag, and then you'll get the rec pack. Also, during the E3 week, if you log into Halo 5 Guardians each day, you will receive a platinum rec pack. These were pretty much exclusively given out at the Halo Championship Series, but now you can get some through the Halo 5 Guardians getting on during E3 week. It's going to be Sunday through Thursday, so June 10th through June 14th, you can log in every day and get yourself a platinum rec pack. I don't know if that's necessarily going to replace the daily rec pack, but it might. In Halo Wars 2, you're going to earn double free daily Blitz packs as well for the same duration, so Sunday through Thursday. Next up, we have the social stream. We had Jessa Brady on talking about the MCC Insider program, and there are a couple of other things that they were talking about, just kind of general Halo shenanigans. So you can go over and check out the VOD on Mixer. This is something that kind of took me by surprise a little bit. It wasn't Make-A-Wish, but there's a separate charity organization called Magic Wheelchair. And they made a wheelchair into a warthog. Yeah. So this Halo fan named Isaac was gifted with a one-of-a-kind Halo warthog wheelchair. So it looks pretty cool. And he was given a bunch of other Mattel-related figures, and it looks like there was someone there in cosplay to help deliver it. It's a legit-looking warthog, though. The only thing is,
for a minute, I thought it was like a Power Wheels.
Kind of, yeah. The turret is so high up in it, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not exactly to scale.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. But it's still really freaking cool.
Yeah, it is.
Check out the bulletin or check out the Halo Twitter to see more about what we're talking about. Eventually, one day, I'll get it to where I can have the web browser up on the stream. But for right now, that's just got to deal with us explaining it and then going and checking out the post. Halo Wars 2 community tournaments are still ongoing. There is the Team Respawn tournaments that are taking place this weekend on June 8th and June 10th, and then Breaking the Clutch is on June 9th. There is also the Halo Wars Championship League, which that's a community-driven invitational, which is taking place on June 23rd as well. So make sure you check out all that action if you are interested in Halo Wars 2 competing. You get on Bobby and see if he would compete in something like that. Since he's not here tonight, but he's the best Halo Wars 2 player that I currently know of in our little podtacular community. So maybe something that he can look into. Just depends if his internet connection holds up. Anniversary Throwback is now gone from Halo 5 matchmaking and has been replaced with Shoddy Snipers. So we have Shoddy Snipers in the house, and then next week we're going to get Rockin' Rails. Shoddy Snipes will be sitting alongside Action Sack for this next week. The Forge Hub Halo 2 Anniversary Forge-tacular wraps up this week. So you have until, I believe, Sunday to submit your Halo 2 Anniversary maps. There's a thread over on Forge Hub where you can do so. Just a reminder to go and submit your maps if you haven't done so already, or finish them up and get them submitted by Sunday. I believe they have to be submitted by midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Sunday. Also, you have until Friday to get your Halo challenge submission in as well. All you have to do is send a short video of yourself doing the Halo chant, and you have the possibility of winning an Xbox One X. Ooh. Also, Marty O'Donnell is judging some of the submissions as well. And for those who submit an entry, he will judge them, and the winner will be receiving some autographed stuff from him as well. So there's a two different possibilities of you winning something.
Yay, free stuff.
Free stuff indeed. This was also kind of out of left field by a lot, but the Master Chief is now a playable character in Super Bomberman R by Konami, and he is voiced by Steve Downes himself. And this is an exclusive release that is coming to the Xbox version of Bomberman R, and it'll be landing on Tuesday, June 12th. I haven't played Bomberman before. I've seen some really old Bomberman stuff before, but other than that, I haven't really played it or have been interested in Bomberman, but it's kind of cool that Halo is still expanding out into other franchises. Good on you guys. There's a nice new artwork done by the community. This one's done by @RealHartman on Twitter. It's a very kind of anime style drawing of Master Chief. It is really well done. Oh, apparently he is the artist behind The Fairly Odd Parents and Danny Phantom. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And apparently he's a Halo fan.
Apparently. Yeah.
He's going to do an animated Halo series, huh?
Yes, very much so. That I didn't even realize the connection there. That's impressive. And we have our community spotlights. A lot of the Halo hotshots for this week. A couple of video clips. The High Noon one is very interesting. Someone got outside the map in theater mode or something, I guess, in Reach, and was able to take some really cool pictures of the skybox. So for those that maybe don't know what I'm talking about, High Noon was the Hang'em High remake that they did in Reach, and the skybox looks really freaking cool, actually. So you can check that out. And there are a couple other cool ones. Nothing else I think that's as noteworthy as that one to me. I don't know. Did anything else stick out to you guys?
I like the Gigan one, because that's probably about as close as getting Godzilla in Halo as there's going to be.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, we're starting to see an inkling of the Far East Halo fans, which we haven't really seen before.
Oh, yeah.
And the one right above that is someone remade Bumblebee in Forge, the Transformer Bumblebee.
Actually, that is the Bumblebee for the newest movie the trailer just released, a week ago?
Yeah, two or three days ago, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is this is actually the Bumblebee that they show. Well, with the movie, he's a Volkswagen Bug like he was in the original cartoon series. And how I know that is I'm that old. But yeah, so Bumblebee got smaller.
Okay. That I can't talk to that. So. You got that.
He's the Transformers expert here.
I am not the Transformers expert. I just watched it when I was a kid.
Out of the three of us here, you would probably be considered the expert. A final note that he adds, or that Grim adds to the very end of the update, is we already mentioned that Bravo announced his departure from 343 last week. Strongside also joins him in leaving 343. He put a tweet on June 1st, saying, "The experience at 343 I've had over the past 4 years has given me countless great memories. I've decided to take a break, recharge, refresh, and embark on a few new Uncharted adventures. I'll still be casting, so I'll see all of you all in New Orleans and London. Thanks for everything." He has a couple of responses to his thread as well, kind of diving into his background in Halo, but it's another sad departure from 343.
Yeah, I had the fortune of playing Strongside when we had the community tour, and that was that was great. Yeah, it was. We were testing backwards compatibility Halo 3, and I said, "Let's just have a 4v4." And Strongside's like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" And so we had a couple YouTubers and some guys from IO1 in there, and just playing with Strongside. It was like, "Ha, I'm living the dream."
That's cool. He's a really down to earth guy.
He is. It was a great time playing with him. I hope to see him again in the future.
Yeah. And his, I want to say, girlfriend? I don't know if they're married yet. I think maybe they are. I can't remember. But Faith, his significant other, is also a very down-to-earth person.
Ooh. I'm glad that worked out. Glad they're happily together, hopefully.
Yes.
Whatever you want to call it.
Right. So, Strongside, we'll miss you, buddy. Thank you for all of your service in 343 during your time there. We'll still be excited to see you at the events, but it's definitely not going to be the same without you at 343 for sure. So thank you for everything that you've done as well. That is it for the update. A couple of other tweets to address before we dive into some of our main topic ideas and other things to discuss. 343 is considering MCC in future tournaments. So Tashi was responding to a tweet from, I don't know if it was Strongside or someone else. No, Neighbor, who was talking about looking at, or how cool it would be to have maybe Halo 3 in some kind of HCS season. And Tashi responded that internally they're talking about incorporating MCC tournaments in some fashion. And it's good to know that some players are interested. Yeah, for sure. I don't think it's something that they're going to be using as a main focus, but maybe have a side, maybe $10,000 tournament at some of the major open LAN events or something like that would be incentive to get people to just come on by and play. So like it'd be maybe a very small fee or free to enter a tournament and just kind of garner some classic Halo tournament vibe type of things. But it's good to know that they're open to the idea.
Yeah. It's good to see they're not, you know, not including it.
Right.
Because they are very good-looking games in 4K.
Yes, and, they are.
They have high replay value, so I can definitely see a lot of people tuning in for those.
Yeah. That is it for the news updates. A couple of community bit things. For those that are fans of Arby and the Chief,
woohoo.
You probably were, yeah. Represent? Yeah. Represent?
Definitely love Arby and the Chief.
There were some musings about a month ago, I think, where the creator came out and basically saw where Machinima had removed many of the videos that were uploaded, because at the time, Arby and the Chief was partnered with Machinima, which means Machinima basically owned the rights to the series, and some of the videos just kind of disappeared, which the community was in uproar about.
Just also want to point out that Master Chief War is still not available, and it makes me very upset. And it's probably one of the greatest Machinimas out there. Yeah, no, they took down a bunch of Arby and Chief episodes. I think also maybe almost a whole season. And the community has banded together and put together a whole catalog of every single Arby and Chief episode.
Yes.
There's an entire archive now. And Unishek has also commented on that, saying he's glad to see that everyone is getting together to support the show, making sure it lives on for everyone who wants to enjoy it, new and old.
Yeah, I was kind of okay with it at the beginning of the series, and then it just didn't appeal to me anymore. I do understand its importance within the Halo community, and I'm glad to see that people have banded together to bring a classic staple of Halo Machinima back to kind of the forefront.
Yeah, Machinima,
upload it to YouTube quickly.
Yeah, that would. Although I guess I don't even want to go into the whole legal rights with all that stuff. What would happen? But yeah, no, it's really sad to see all these great Machinimas being privatized just because they're offensive, quote unquote.
Yeah, I don't know.
Machinima has been trying to appear more user-friendly. So they decided to go through, at least that's what John was saying, as what was the statement that he gave out about it. They were trying to filter some content they had from the past, which sucks because that was the content that got them up there in the first place.
Yeah, you got to play that line very carefully.
What are you going to do? But glad that everyone was able to get everything archived so everyone can watch it.
Well, it's one thing to like change a policy and say, hey, we've got this content. We need to do something about it. But it's like, at least give some fair warning.
Yeah, really.
Like, let me back up my data at least. Or something. Right?
Right.
Yeah, don't treat us like Windows. Oh.
Oh.
Surprise! Update! Oh.
Dang. Okay, then. That was kind of the only significant Halo news that I'm currently tracking. There's a couple other smaller things, but that's really it. Unless you two had something else to bring up that you're tracking.
No, I don't have anything.
All right.
I got nothing.
On to our main topic, or one of two topics of the night. First one being the reason why we have the Chunky Bean on the show, and that's to give us a little bit of an update to Installation 01. So you all had a... Was it a public playtest? It was just kind of like whoever signed up?
Well, no, we had a status update, essentially, of our current progress on the game. It released on the 3rd of June.
Okay.
And basically, we've highlighted our current gameplay, you know, what was in the game, you know, what we've been working on, and just kind of bringing the community up to date on, you know, what we're doing behind the scenes, and also announcing our company. We did an update on our site, but it's now we have our own official name, so we're starting to bring it into our videos now, make it more formal, professional.
Very nice.
Yeah, so hopefully we're going to try to be more open and transparent with the community in terms of showcasing stuff, and yeah. That's really what the update was about.
Nice. So what are some of the big changes that people can probably expect with everything?
In terms of like what we showed last?
Yeah.
It's running on 2018 Unity right now as of June 7th. And it is much better than the older version of Unity because it has a lot of new multi-threading features and a lot of new bug fixes and crash fixes, mainly crash fixes, was what we were really happy about. They also, I'm going to just go into some techno babble here, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Unity used to use a kind of their own HDR or physical-based rendering system where it wasn't kind of like the standard that all other software were using. So like a lot of values were Unity's own values, but in other programs it was kind of like a set color or a set number that was not the same as going into Unity. So in 2018, it's all been standardized, and it's a lot easier to import materials from 3D modeling or 3D texturing software. So that's a big plus. We've also just got a bunch of networking stuff done, and the game feels really smooth and very fun to play, I must say.
That's good. Because I remember when I got to play last time, there was definitely some lag.
That happens. You know, we kind of have a small pool of people right now, so playing across the ocean with other players can definitely be difficult, but we're hoping to include region support, so if you want to just stick to a certain region, you'll be able to.
Very nice.
So lag should be minimal. Should be.
And I don't think you necessarily had people from this past weekend playing on the, what I'm calling the pretty maps. But it seems like you all have your original maps, which haven't really been textured yet, but you have some other maps that have been inspired by other maps from the franchise already.
Yeah.
So how's that focus split between testing?
Okay. Well, the idea is, obviously, as a Halo fan game, you want to include some maps from the past that, you know, either weren't on PC to begin with, or, you know, just everyone's kind of fan favorites. But at the same time, you want to create your own identity, so we really want to have our own maps that come from IO1. And we want to take advantage of the community we have and, you know, the opportunity as a free-to-play fan game. And with our blockouts you've seen in our June update, those are our new maps, and we want to you know, push those out as that state to testers and whatnot to gain feedback on how those maps play. Shout out to Blaze Dillon, our map level map designer. He has worked nonstop on delivering us different blockouts and different maps that he's been tinkering and working with for the past couple of years and wanted to introduce. He's a very big in the forging, Halo 5 forging community. One of his maps was actually in selection for HCS's, I think it was just the tournament or the season. I can't remember what the proper term was, but
the seven forge maps they were looking to add towards HCS. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so one of them was his. So he's definitely got his foot in the door when it comes to like Halo maps and whatnot. So we want to make sure that these maps are not only fun for players, but they can see themselves playing for 1,000 more times or 5,000 more times. Because how many times have we played Guardian now? It's been 10 years and we still have people enjoying that map. And yep. So maps like that are a testament to the level design. So we want to make sure we kind of recreate the same feel with those maps.
How is it like playing on untextured, very blocky maps to something that's a little more polished and fine-tuned?
Well, you don't have to worry about anything looking good. The biggest thing when it comes to these maps is depth. We use a checkered texture as of right now to distinguish walls and the floor a little easier for sight lines and whatnot. And we want to make sure you could see players. And the only thing we really tweak with these maps is lighting and, you know, where it's coming from and where the shadows are and how dark rooms are and how brightly lit certain areas of the map are, because all of this stuff plays into the design of the map. You know, if you can't see, you know, blue team gets like lost in the shadows on this one part of the map, you know, you just got to figure out a way to reduce that amount of negative feedback, make it balanced for each teams.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty easy to just jump in and test. Especially we use a lot of those maps for just quick bug fixes and new code changes. So it just helps us play test faster. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna say with that.
One of the big things that the community has really caught on to is the armor customization system that you have.
Yeah, I knew this would come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as you guys have seen, Installation 1 now features tenfold what it used to in terms of customization, even beyond what Halo Reach has to offer. You can customize your helmets and your regular chest pieces and legs and whatnot, but we are giving you full control on each individual piece, so you can pick what hand plate you want for your left hand or your right hand. So you could either rock the Mark 5 hand plates on each hand, but you can have like Mark 6 gauntlet and shoulders. You can really just mix and match. And it's great because it just introduces all these different combinations. And, you know, there's still some stuff we are experimenting with and want to introduce, but at the same time, we want to focus on core stuff with this customization. You know, at first we were thinking, well, the idea of it actually came around where we were just implementing the system in and we're like, so should I just leave it as this or should I just unlock everything for now? We could lock it later. And I was talking with one of my program leads, Luke, and he's like, just let the testers decide if it's good or bad. Because everyone was worried about people looking like clowns and like these really like odd characters. And everyone liked it. And so we put out the video and it just blew up on Twitter.
It really did.
And it was on Reddit again. And it was very well received. So we will definitely be sticking with that system, I think, just based on community feedback.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where I think we've seen it in the community before, a little bit of hesitation towards some crazy customization like that.
I mean, it makes sense. You've got all these different armor pieces and designs that you could have like the lore behind it, like say, you know, they're not really designed in the same armory, so they don't really like look like they would mesh together. But I've seen some crazy combinations that I thought would never work. And when we take like the renders and stuff for our wallpapers and, you know, just take fun in-game screenshots, I mean, they look really and truly beautiful. My art team is just, they pull out all the stops and I really appreciate their hard work because it looks amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Now, one of the things that people continue to ask is, when will there be a first public build of the game?
This question. Every time.
Well, and here's another thing, too. You have some maps that look like you have fine-tuned the ones that are mostly the inspired makes from the Halo games. In my opinion, there's still some work you guys are doing with the actual motion, the in-game motion of the bipeds and the weapon animation, that kind of stuff. But
yep, there's a lot that still needs to be done with the game that's on a polished level that not a lot of people will pick up. I mean, just recently, with like last night, we just re-implemented, you know, when your HUD flashes red when your shields are low, we've got that finally working and it's pretty great. You know, it's just one of those little features that, you know, you don't really see, but when it's there, you're like, oh, wow, that really just adds a whole lot to the game. It's just those little features that we are really working on right now. And it's kind of the reason why we can't announce any dates for any kind of playable version. I really want to, but, you know, it's just the nature of these projects. You can't really have, as Cortana says, don't make promises you can't keep.
Well, and it is a community project. It's something that you guys are doing on your own free time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my guys have been pulling some serious hours these past couple weeks, and it's incredible. And I go to bed every night saying, oh, thank gosh, there's so much progress. Thank you, everyone, wasting their time on this game. But no, they everyone takes their time out of the day, you know, their free time, whatever they have. And if they're really motivated, they work. And I think that's one of the beauties of this project, is because it's a game that's created out of devotion, not necessarily create just to reach a profit goal. I mean, that's just the industry these days. You don't see a lot of games that are like that. But you see those gems which people pour their heart and soul in, and it just becomes something spectacular sometimes.
So what are the things that the team is mainly focused on polishing up right now? What are the big things that you like, we need to fix this before we really start fixing anything else that's kind of smaller?
So polish anything that's big. Well, we have a lot of stuff with the player that we're still working with. You know, we want to make sure the motion of the character and the movement is, you know, just as Halo players remember it. You know, again, we're not in the engine that Halo used, and I know a lot of people, you know, believe we can't do what we can do, but we're trying our best to make sure it's perfect. So that's why we spend so much time just reading and researching what Halo does and poring over every video or loading up the games on our Xboxes and making sure that, you know, if you hit a slope, do you carry that momentum or do you just stop? You know, it's those tiny questions you ask yourself, or the programmers ask themselves, you know, is this important? And for a lot of people, it will be. So we want to make sure we nail the movement down for the game. And a lot of the weapons we're still working on to fine tune. Balancing has been something we're always talking about and work on to implement. You know, we're not a console game. And so there's no aim assist in the game. So that change is... that changes greatly how Halo plays. Now, I mean, if you play Halo 1 on PC, there's barely any aim assist, although there's theories out there that it is in Halo 1, and I think there probably is a slight bit of it on PC, but there won't be any aim assist for mouse and keyboard, so we really, really have to go over, like, is the magnetism of this gun perfect, or does it feel too easy? So it's just a lot of times where we sit down and we just fiddle. Fiddle time is what I like to call it.
Fiddle time?
Fiddle time.
Nice.
Anything that the player sees and anything that the player gets first feedback with, that's what's really important to me and the team. Because it's all about first impressions.
Sure. And you guys are in a very good position, too, because you've been officially recognized by 343 as a community project and have been given the Microsoft blessing to continue pursuing in the direction that you guys are going.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been very nice. You know, back in the day when you're developing this and, you know, Microsoft, I mean, I am really happy and impressed with 343's kind of 180 in terms of community transparency and how open they have been. You know, you got people like Grimm and Sketch and, you know, Bravo and now Possum. I think I'm probably butchering his name. Postums. Sorry.
Yeah.
Postums. They're just going out on Twitter and just talking with people all the time. And, you know, they reach out to us, and we've been talking with them ever since. So, and we've always had like a connection with them. So nothing ever feels like, are we stepping on someone's toes, or are we doing something we're not? Because just message them, you know. And it's kind of gotten that, you know, lift off our backs where it's like, is this a good idea or is it not? You know, what's going to happen to my, you know, future as a game developer, you know? And that's just kind of all gone away because of how supportive they have been. And again, shout out to 343. Thank you so much. And Microsoft. Always will have thanks.
They're a pretty good bunch over there.
They are. And definitely going to the studio, you know, over when I met you, Dustin. Or Dust, sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. People know the name.
That was the first experience I've ever had in the community in a public environment. And it was definitely one of the greatest weekends of my life.
PAX tends to be that way.
I mean, it's just, you can't really talk about, it's hard in like real life to talk about this project. You know, it's like, so what's your like your hobby? It's like, I make a Halo fan game, yo.
Right.
Halo, what's that? And it's like, you gotta go down this list of like discussion where you can't just say, or you can just simply say, I'm making a video game. And they're like, oh, cool.
It's like, how do you not know Halo at this point?
How don't you know Halo? But right. No, like, it, just going over and just having a whole night of iconic memes. It was great. You know, I got to finally meet Masters 1337. You know, we've been talking for many years, so it's great to meet him. And we had, you know, met some of the, you know, the YouTubers we would talk and work with. And, you know, get to see the studio, get to see where Halo's made, and just meet the humble bunch of people that are there. So, yeah, that's my little segment about that part there. But, yeah.
No, that's great. A few people in the chat have been asking, I figure this might be good to just bring you to the podcast aspect of it for download version. How can people help out? How can people help out with the project? If they have the skills that they want to.
Just share the project in any form you can, is what I basically tell everybody. We don't accept donations whatsoever. That's firm. No money has been ever involved with this project. And I've always kept a firm stance on that. And, you know, that does keep us safe. You know, that's not really even the goal of IO1 in the first place. So money is not what we want. What we really want is the support from the community and, you know, the positivity. Because, you know, the Halo communities could use some positivity now again.
Yeah.
So we could, you know, just share, you know, if you're in a YouTube comment section and people are like bummed that there isn't anything about Halo to talk and discuss about. Just talk about IO1. Just share links, if you so will. Talk about our Twitter website. We post, by the way, we post updates almost every week on our website. You can read and look at our progress. And you can also, if you're really great at game development, you can apply on our website. Just throwing out a plug there.
It's installation01.org, right?
Yes, it is. You can also now stop calling us the IO1 team. We are Soon Studios now. So it's much easier to talk about in discussion.
Yes, I'd imagine so.
It was one of the biggest talking points about having a company.
Really?
Just so people wouldn't like call us the IO1 team.
That's funny.
That's that. So yeah, just support the project in any way you can by just talking about it and sharing stuff about the game. Yes, Greg, I will tell them we need effects artists. So yeah, if you're an effects artist in Unity, hit us up on the website.
There you go. Installation01.org.
As a content creator, can I make video about the game? Yes, apps. Gosh, my voice is cracking so hard. Yes, you so can exciting. Make content. I know, it's just so exciting. Yes, absolutely. Make content on the game. You know, we have our videos up. You know, we eventually plan on releasing more gameplay in the future. When that is, we don't know, but it's coming eventually. So you can definitely talk about the game and show it off. You know, try to show off its latest form, because I know a lot of people like to show off my old versions of the game, which aren't exactly up to par. So, yeah, just try to stick with the latest updated version. You should be good. You could do in-depth reviews of the trailer. You could do analysts if you want. Just do whatever. Whatever your content, your channel is, and whatever you're providing to your community, do it in that form. You know, we just recently with this update kind of, you know, confirmed we have Machinima support. So if you're like a Machinima person and you want to talk about the game, there you go. So it's whatever's catered to your audience.
I hope that's a scene that kind of regrows a little bit in the Halo community, because that's something I miss, yeah, is Machinima.
I miss that too. I really miss Machinima. It's a shame to see it kind of fall out of touch.
Yeah. GT, I know I've been eating up the limelight with questions. You got any questions for Bean?
No. You guys are answering my questions.
Fair enough.
I mean, can I ask you guys questions? Is this kind of like, can I reverse podcast this?
If you would like, sure.
If it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, you know, Dust and GT, when it comes to a Halo game, you know, what kind of, in your mind, cements it as a Halo game?
Master Chief.
The aesthetic of the game? Master Chief?
As far as the multiplayer goes, I think the thing that really sets Halo apart is the magic, was it the golden triangle? Golden triangle, the guns, grenade, was it? No. Guns, vehicles, grenade?
The golden triangle. It's guns, melee, and grenades.
Yeah, that's it. So just having that feel, to me, that's a big part of kind of like the Halo feel of the game.
For sure.
The shields and the way that the weapons kind of have their purpose within the game. You have some of the iconic weapons as well that really play into their specific roles. I think a lot of that contributes to what feels multiplayer Halo to me.
That's great to hear. you know, that's one of our core features, is just to nail. I mean, when you're building a Halo game, you know, quote unquote, from the ground up, the Golden Triangle has been there since day one. So that system has been refined and retooled for so many years now, almost decade. I mean, a decade, past a decade. And that just has to be the most important part of the game to feel right. Because the minute it just doesn't feel like Halo, people are just going to sign off.
I think that's at the core of what makes it Halo. And then the things on top of that is what really helps solidify the Halo feeling of it. The movement, the jump height, and the gravity is a pretty significant aspect of some of the
You just don't
Halo.
See it in other games. I mean, that's actually what's really crazy, is Halo is pretty unique right now.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the games we have right now. Kind of the Battle Royale genre has let FPS games play catch up first time in a long time, as they have dominated the scene for, well, at least since 2008 and 2009 and 2007.
Well, and it makes me wonder what's going to be changing with some of the first-person shooter games that we'll see, because Sprint was a big thing, and I guess that was originally, maybe not originally, but kind of in the Halo 3 era with Call of Duty and some of the other military-like shooters out there. And now, yeah, now Sprint's a staple within the genre. And now you have the Battle Royale mode that's becoming almost like another staple within first-person shooters. It's almost like a sub-genre.
Basically, yeah. It's pretty incredible to see its takeover over the past year.
I personally would not mind seeing a Battle Royale-style Halo game.
Is this where I comment on my feelings about this?
Sure, I was gonna put this into E3 speculation and stuff, but
oh, well, I guess we could leave that for that then. How about
okay.
that?
I was listening to the HCS Pro Talk guys about their feelings on the Battle Royale mode for Halo type of things. I wonder what the chat would say to it too, and I guess we'll touch on that in a little bit. But
we'll touch on that, yeah. Just continue IO1 talk, I guess, for a bit. No, we will not be implementing the melee combo system from the Halo 2 E3 demo. Which is funny, because another quick shout out to Vale Vadimi, or the Ventral Vadimi, my bad. Ooh, that was the character's name. The Ventral Vadimi's YouTube channel uploaded recently his Halo 2 Alpha showcase and in-depth discussion, which does showcase the old remnants of that melee combo system. And it's very slow. So no, we won't be having that.
That's probably not going to be something that a lot of people miss too much.
Now, it's been too many years where Halo's kind of, you know, melee's fast. It's just one action, that's it. It's what you intend to use, and it happens. Well, most of the time.
Right. Unlike the Ghost Melee, now we're not getting Halo 5. yeah. I don't have any more questions for now, I think, for the IO1 stuff.
Does the chat want to ask any more questions related to IO1? I'm down to answer any questions.
Is Fotis going to answer? Right.
Huh? Perhaps.
Is Fotis going to be a thing ever?
Tosh, our community manager, like, is really gunning for it. If I let him, is the real question. No comment on that at this time.
I wouldn't mind if it wasn't in there.
It's very interesting.
Some of these Halo helmets, they make no functional or foundational sense.
Yeah, to say the least. There's definitely some.
Why would you wear that in combat? You wouldn't.
Why would someone design that in the first place?
Exactly.
In the future war. Let me put a giant unicorn horn on my head. I really want to be seen in the battlefield.
Well, why would you wear white armor in the middle of a desert? You know, it's
true. Why would you wear a cloak?
Because white hot sands, man. That's why.
Sure, right. You know, the Fotis helmet, that would be great, you know, as long as it came with a special assassination.
you just do like a ram charge towards them?
Yes, yes.
Just stick them through their chest?
Yes, please.
Oh, gosh, I just gave my team an idea. No. You guys are supposed to help me not get this in the game.
Well, the assassinations to do something special like that would probably be crazy anyways.
Oh, thanks, Greg. That's something I totally want to talk about, is gore in IO1. So with the latest update, you now see blood as a feature in the game for the first time. It's kind of like one of our little milestones on the team.
Okay.
Because we've never had blood in IO1 before. But we had a lot of requests to get it in. For me, it wasn't a priority, but obviously my other guys who are really into Doom, and I mean, I still believe Halo with blood is kind of important. In a sense, but yeah, so IO1 now has blood, and we have featured a gore bug that we did have at one point where the whole ground was bloody, and or was flesh, maybe, if you want to call it, because you shot it and blood would just come out.
I think I remember you talking about that at one point, actually.
Yeah, it was just with dealing with our decal system and impacts, you know, we were designing it, and it just kind of was funny to watch blood coming out of the map, so we recorded a video of it. And put it in our little bug feature in our panel video we uploaded a week ago.
Blood everywhere.
My goal is to kind of get more of the Halo CE blood back, where, you know, you just melee somebody and the whole wall is just covered with, like, blood. As it's just ridiculous, but at the same time, it's just great.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's another milestone we've achieved with this video that has just been released. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's, like, super major I want to discuss. Ooh. Our game type menus and whatnot, they're being prepped for our game type system. So that's pretty grand to have, you know. We know a lot of people, especially we've seen with the custom game community, thrive off the in-depth features to create these wild and wacky game modes. So giving them all these options, we feel, will definitely lead to some crazy game modes in IO1. So we showcased that.
That's cool. Any kind of standouts that are different than the norm?
Nothing too big yet. Nothing I can really comment on.
Very nice.
I can't think of anything too much more, unless there's more questions the chat wants to ask.
I think we're good, because we're running long on this show, and we still got the E3 speculation to go through.
Yeah, and we're going to have fun with that. So, but yeah, like I said, you guys, thank you for all your support on IO1, and we appreciate seeing everybody talk about it, and share it with the community. So yeah, just the way you could support it is just by sharing it with your friends and enemies. So yeah, on to E3 talk, I guess, boys.
Yes.
All right.
So the E3 Xbox press briefing is going to be this Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we are expecting to see some Halo news there.
Some, yeah.
I think everyone is expecting a Halo 6 reveal.
I honestly really don't know what to expect at this point. It's been so long, and my head is saying, I mean, obviously they got to come out with something. But at the same time, it's like, do they want to save themselves for a more feature-complete game? Or are they going to go off and split off into spinoffs? You know, what's it going to be? It's all game right now, literally.
So they're already pushing past the 3-year mark for development of the game. So I think it's...
We haven't had this long of development since Halo 2 to Halo 3. Because from Halo 3, you had ODST, which was released in 2009, so a mere 2 years. And it was like announced in 2008. And then you had Reach, which was also announced at the ODST gameplay demo they had at the 2009 E3.
Well, there was a split between Halo 4 and Halo 5. That was 3 years.
But they had MCC in between that.
Oh, that's right.
And Spartan Strike and Spartan Assault, too, if you want to count the mobile games.
Well, there's technically Halo Wars 2 between Halo 4 and Halo... Or Halo 5 and Halo 6.
That is also true. But, I think if we're kind of basing it off reveals, we got teased Halo 5 at 2013. In 2013.
Poncho Chief.
Poncho Chief.
Yeah.
Which I still want Poncho Chief. I'll never forget watching like the live stream happen. And I was like, it was at the end of freshman year. And like, we're watching movies in class because there's nothing better to do. And I'm trying on my stupid iPod to like load the live stream. And it's just glitching out. And I just see this dude in a poncho. I'm like, where is Chief? I want to see Halo. And then, of course, the chat is, like, glitching through faster than the video is processing. So they're like, it's Chief! I'm like, what? What? And then, you know, it was, like, the most hype moment in class. that was the last time we got that. And then they demoed Halo 5's multiplayer at the Master Chief Collection announcement in 2014.
And that's where they announced the crazy early beta.
Yeah. Which I hope... See, that's the other thing we got to think about here, if we want to touch on that as well. They want to include a beta, and they have promised a beta for every Halo game going forward.
And they mentioned for the Halo 5 beta how much they were able to change with the beta being so far out.
Yeah, exactly.
It almost seems like they want to do something that's pretty far out in advance in order to get the feedback from the community before they wrap up at least the multiplayer stuff.
I mean, I'll be honest, like, I'm down to wait. I know it's kind of like, we're getting really desperate at this point. I know a lot of fans are getting really, and you know, content creators too, you got to think about them as well. They don't have a lot to do and talk about.
Yeah, and for the most part, I think it's just, it's about time.
It is about time. It's definitely the right time.
Agreed.
What will be this time is just, we don't know. All right, so I guess, yeah, go ahead. This is not my podcast.
it's all good. So I think everyone's kind of on the same page that Halo 6 is going to be announced probably through some short tease, probably like a campaign tease or something like that.
Yeah, I firmly believe in a teaser of a cinematic, or not a cinematic, just kind of a something story related.
Yeah.
Snippet.
DT, would you agree?
I think Poncho Chief will return.
I'm saying, guys, Poncho Chief is actually Halo 6 Chief. It was planned way far in advance.
Poncho Chief.
Actually,
it and I wouldn't makes be surprised sense. If they go down that road. It does make sense.
Because now you'd be hiding from Cortana.
The theory is applicable.
It is very applicable. Applicable.
Applicable.
Applicable?
Applicable.
I mean, his visor's cracked. He's got the chip he's trying to get in. He's gone rogue. He's really gone rogue, at least.
Yeah.
And we were kind of talking about this earlier with some friends at work, you know. They've kind of backed themselves in a wall with the story, in a way. So it'll be interesting to see where they go. Because, you know, they killed Cortana in Halo 4. You know, we had that very big emotional moment. And then they brought her back, and she's evil. So it's like,
yep.
Where do they go from there? And we have a Halo ring in play. And, you know, the Covenant, you know, what's of the Covenant? Is the Banished going to be introduced? I'd hope so, because I love the Banished. It's a new take, at least on an enemy faction. I mean, it's the same take, but just a different paint scheme. But yeah, I'm just honestly, all I want to know is what's going to happen next. And I think that's what a lot of people are really hoping to find out.
It's probably going to be teased.
Do we have any other kind of predictions in terms of if it's not teased? Or maybe something is teased alongside it?
So there's already the rumor out there of a Halo Infinity announcement.
Yeah, I saw that. I wasn't too up to date on that. So it's like a collection of the games? Or like they're rebranding the Master Chief Collection?
There really isn't anything else other than the name Halo Infinity. Which, is to me, it could be one of two things that I've thought of so far. Either it's going to be what is Halo 6 and they're dropping the number because maybe Master Chief isn't as much in it like he wasn't in Halo 5. Halo 6 could be either the next Halo 6 or it's going to be a separate Halo game that would either take place in some other part of the universe or maybe even help set up the stage for after Master Chief.
I mean, didn't they confirm though that they said the next game would be bit Chief focused?
Yeah. They have already said that the next Halo game would be more Chief focused. So I doubt they're going to be writing him out of the story.
Yeah, well, I'm not certainly saying write him out of the story, but maybe Halo Infinity could be a separate game that they'll announce alongside Halo 6.
That is true. You know, there's always talks of like ODST spinoffs and
the only
could we see a Battle Royale ODST
so
spinoff?
That was my other theory is if it's Halo Infinity, UNSC Infinity is where they do the simulations. Could be the free-to-play Battle Royale for Halo.
Yay, more microtransactions.
I think as Halo, at least ODST, not Spartans, I think it's definitely better suited for that mode. And it could definitely work to some degree.
I would play it.
I mean, yeah, I would play it too.
If there's a Halo version of a Battle Royale style game, I would play it. And I think I would enjoy it. And I think there's a couple of things that you can do differently with Halo that's different from PUBG and Fortnite, because you already have the requisition system. You can kind of adapt it from the Halo 4 version of requisition systems where things can drop in, or you have your own set of recs that you can kind of dip into maybe as you get kills, or maybe you can have a big battlefield and there's pockets of enemies, and those pockets of enemies gives you credits or points or experience to where you can cash those in for better weapons or something like that. In addition to that, there's crates out where you can go and get weapons or something like that.
Like, let's say a Pelican drops, you know, like, because in Halo 3 at the end of, when you come out of the, well, let's see, like, at the end of, you know, at the, what's it called, level? The Covenant, when you come out of the first tower, and the Pelican drops the weapon.
Yeah, the weapon pods, yeah.
So, like, imagine kind of, like, taking that and calling them in or something. Because, you know, I think what makes a successful Battle Royale game is you have the core ingredients. You know, you've got 100 players, or at least a big amount of players. You have a world that's huge, but has a bubble or a shield that is closing in on it, becoming smaller and smaller. It's a timed game. And, you know, it has a shooting functionality. But then I think at the end of the day, it's kind of the developer's choice to where do they go with this. You know, we have PUBG, which is pretty, you know, basic in terms of the Battle Royale genre. It's got vehicles. But then you look at Fortnite and it has the building and everything, and has that aspect to the game, which I think is what makes it very interesting and unique from PUBG and why you see such a big core groups between the two.
Well, in Halo, you can just throw in the ordnance or the requisitions.
Exactly. And, you know,
if you incorporate it with Halo 5, that gives people a different avenue to use their recs on.
You could do that. And, you know, Halo has vehicles. And what if you could have, like, if it's like a squad mode, call in like a Pelican or something. And just like, maybe not a Pelican, but just more of like a Trooper Hog, and just roll around on the map with that. And you just got all these options. You know, you could even call, you can even have a Covenant versus UNSC Battle Royale.
If they were to
scale it properly and make them, you know, same player values and whatnot.
Well, and they would have to introduce in elites back into the gameplay mechanics. Old. Which
can we just have elites back into Halo? That's all I'm asking.
That'd be nice.
Jackals.
Do you want to play as a Jackal, GT?
Sure, why not?
How about a brood?
Especially a Halo 2 sniper jackal.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
You know, I just look at someone and they die.
I mean, how crazy would it be to like spawn one with like a beam rifle and just like sitting in like a portable Covenant tower or whatever. Just like one use. You know, like maps like Relic or like the campaign modes. I don't know. It's just I think there's a lot of possibilities with this because Halo itself, you know, it leads itself to these kind of ideas. It's what I think, you know, 343 or whoever develops it introduces to the Battle Royale genre is what will make or break it.
What was the mode in Reach where it was
Invasion?
Do a massive scale invasion.
Why not? Why not have hostages that the Covenant has and you have to basically secure a location and then move in and
like Rainbow Six Vegas style?
Yeah, like why don't you combine a bunch of games and then like have a final like brawl at the end?
Yeah, they've
like,
already gotten in trouble for that one though.
Have they?
Yeah, Halo 5.
Oh. With hostages?
No, with movement mechanics. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, having a big battle royale game, that would be great, but they need to make sure that it's Halo.
Exactly.
Now, you know, granted, yeah. One of my favorite, you know, my favorite multiplayer of all the Halo games is Halo 5. I enjoy the advanced movement. The ODST thing is a good, you know, good idea, especially drop pods.
Uh-huh.
If they do that, they need to find something that makes sense for Halo. And the invasion type deal is actually a pretty good one. I like that idea. Because in Reach, I loved playing Invasion.
I liked playing it too when I was being spawn killed.
So in Fortnite, they had the 50v50 for a while. So if they were to introduce elites back into the multiplayer scene, then you could do, I mean, they might do Spartans against elites because elites technically have shields and that would be a little bit more even playing field, but you could do something like that.
ODSTs.
Oh, jeez.
The demon.
Well, the demon is just the ones in armor. Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But ODSTs do look like demons.
Sometimes.
Nishums.
I think there's a way for Halo to be a battle royale or to have a battle royale variant on it. Yeah. I think there are ways to do it.
It's just how creative they get with it is, I think, will make or break it.
Yeah. But I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, I'll play it.
I know there's a lot of people who's like, no, don't waste the time on trying to do what everyone else is doing. But I mean, I don't play PUBG because you have to pay for it. And I play Fortnite. And before I picked up LEGO Dimensions, I was playing Fortnite almost as often as I was playing Halo 5.
Yeah, I was playing Fortnite for a hot minute. Like, it was just nonstop.
And, I mean, there are plenty of mechanics within Halo that you could piece together, like the drop pods, like doing elites versus humans, doing the requisitions, doing the ordnance, having the pelicans drop in crates or vehicles or something like that. There are elements within Halo that you can tool together to make some kind of battle royale game mode within the Halo engine. The other question is whether or not the networking code could support it, but if it could be done in PUBG and Fortnite on Xbox already, why can't you do it with something like Halo?
I guess it just depends on the engine and its scalability. But we'll find out, I guess.
I don't know. What else could Halo Infinity be? I mean, those are the three things that really come to mind for me. It's either they're dropping the numbering system, it's another sideline title compared to the mainline series, or maybe something crazy like a battle royale or something that's specifically multiplayer related. Or maybe it is Halo 6 and it's following the Infinity, because the last thing that we saw really in Halo 5 was the Infinity running away. So maybe Infinity is like the last hope of humanity against the created.
You call like the Pillar of Autumn or like the Ford Unto Dawn was in Halo. Well, I guess Mammar Clad in Halo 1, 2, and 3. You know, each of those games had like a main ship where like everyone was communicating from. So that could be like the kind of focal point.
Maybe.
I don't know. I think that the name itself and the rumors and leaks, it's not that I'm having a hard time believing them. I want to say it's more like a code name. I don't know. I just think Microsoft has kept Halo's secrets pretty tight. And, like, I mean, how many of us knew about the Master Chief Collection?
I can't remember. That was a while ago.
I don't recall any, like, leaks on that. I mean, Halo 2 Anniversary was talked about, maybe, but they had confirmed, like, a while ago. They said, like, oh, no, we weren't going to do
it. Right.
And then they did it. But then again, maybe at the time it wasn't actually... Well, because we know that now the Halo 2 Anniversary was kind of also rushed as well. Well, Master Chief Collection, in a sense. It was more supposed to be just a Halo 2 Anniversary, and then it turned into a big thing. So we don't... I personally don't know. I want to go in with zero expectations and just be surprised regardless.
Well, you know, regardless, there's going to be some type of Halo news.
There's going to be a Halo... Not a Halo. A Halo. Just going to be Halo. They just show... What about the TV show?
Yeah, I don't think they'll talk about that at E3.
Not again?
No.
I think there's a possibility for them to touch on it, but I'm not feeling them talking about it at E3.
We're still working on it. Oh.
That was announced at a time where Xbox One was like the media center of your home entertainment system. It was really geared to, like, have a lot of TV features and whatnot. So I wonder if just the shift in more, you know, with Phil Spencer being the head of Xbox now, you know, has that stuff been dialed back?
Probably.
To focus more on gaming, because, you know, that's what the Xbox really is.
Well, I mean, you know, they've basically shut down their media group that was originally going to be responsible for all this, you know, video media.
That's right. I remember they had a documentary. Was it for the E.T. Atari game, I think? I want to say that's what it was. Yeah. They had a documentary about that. So I didn't know they closed it, though.
Shortly after they finished production on that, they shut down their media. Well, at least the video portion of it.
Yeah, the media studio.
And, you know, that put a damper on the Halo TV show because, you know, they were probably going to be the ones producing it.
Probably. Well, now it's Showtime, isn't it?
Yeah, I really hope that they put it somewhere other than on Showtime.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably airing on it, and then it'll be released afterwards.
On like I said.
Kind of like how Florida to Dawn was on YouTube, right?
Well, and
that was the thing, right?
Was it YouTube?
Was it YouTube? I remember it, like, being on Machinima. Like, it was, like, through Machinima, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and then Nightfall was...
That was like
exclusive through the Halo channel.
Yeah.
Halo. To start.
Oh, the Halo channel?
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Yep. Sorry to bring that memory back.
Oh, and just so people understand, I'm not hating on Showtime. I just don't want to pay that much for TV.
Right. Don't want to have to subscribe to it.
Yeah, I think they definitely abandoned the Halo channel project there.
Yeah, there was some potential behind it, but...
It was cool. It just was so buggy and...
Yeah.
Unoptimized. And they had the terminals, like, load through it, too, and it took you out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the big annoyings for me, is the fact I had to go somewhere else to watch the terminals.
Like, I just want to watch them in-game. Like, Halo... Like, all Halos had.
That's probably the only reason why the app still exists, is because it's... a core piece of the Halo 2 Anniversary game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's also integrated with Halo 4, too. It's the only place you can go watch the terminals for Halo 4 now as well.
Where can you watch Spartan Ops story stuff? In Halo 4, or... I can't remember.
You couldn't do the terminals through the game on Halo 4?
No. No, you had to unlock them in-game and then go to Waypoint at the time to watch them.
Oh, and they moved them from Waypoint. Oh, that's right. And then they moved them from Waypoint to the Halo channel.
They had a Waypoint app. Yep.
Yep.
That's right. I remember that the Halo 4 had a Waypoint app. And that had a bunch of Halo Reach stuff in it, too.
Whenever I launch up my 368, I always go into the app and just see if anything has changed. Because I think the rank still tracks the achievements.
Yeah, I went into it recently too, like a couple months ago, and it was still updated. But I don't know, anything, I think this year in E3, just the whole conferences in general, is going to be big. I think we're going to look for another exciting year. Because, I mean, I haven't been excited for an E3 since, 2014 when Master Chief Collection Halo 2 Anniversary was announced. Like, that was some serious hype.
Yeah, we're overdue for it, for sure.
I guess, you know, one of the other questions I've been thinking about is the direction of Halo's art style, because you now have, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jeremy Cook was the art director on Halo Wars 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's now the lead art director at 343 Industries. So
he's the lead art director?
I believe so. If you look at his art station, at least. Let me do a quick look here so I don't look like a fool on stream.
No worries. I can hear that keyboard.
It's a Model M keyboard from 1993. It's the best keyboard ever made.
The good old IBM Model M.
Yep. It's just so satisfying. Hold on, let me mute myself while I type this out.
That has a PS2 port on it, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Oh, jeez. Oh, dang. Showing some age there.
You know, the sad part is there's a company out there reproducing the keyboard.
Yeah, there is.
It's probably using USB now, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is using USB now, but this is like the actual original that I was able to purchase off of Reddit, and it's great. But anyways, back to the topic. Yeah, on his Twitter, Jeremy Cook, at JeremyCook3D, says, Art Director at 343 Industries / Halo Wars 2.
I must be thinking of someone else. Then I must be confusing Jeremy Cook with someone else. Is he the Ascended Justice guy? One of them?
Say that again?
Was he one of the Ascended Justice guys?
I don't know.
Okay, I might be confusing him with someone else.
Well, anyways, yeah, on the Halopedia, he's the production designer and art director at Microsoft Studios.
No, okay, yeah, okay. I'm thinking this. I was confusing with someone else. Yeah, okay. I've met Jeremy Cook, too. What the heck?
Yeah, this was, like, this is, I think, after PAX, like, when we went. This happened between now and then.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, it's very recent news. And you have, what's his name, the Halo 5 Forge lead?
Tom French.
Tom French. He's the multiplayer lead now.
Yep, I knew that.
Do you think we're going to see a mixed art style like that was presented in Halo Wars 2? And if so, would you think that would be received well?
A mixed art style within the game?
Halo game? You know how Halo Wars 2, like, it presented an art style that was mixed between Bungie and 343?
No, but go on.
Well, a lot of the styles in Halo Wars 2, in terms of, like, Covenant, you know, elites and, like, grunts and Spartans, you'll notice that some of them will have 343 designs, but also be mixed with older Bungie designs as well. I mean, if you look it up, I mean, it is definitely kind of it's not Halo 5 or 4, but it's not 3 or Reach. It's its own thing. But what I think would be cool is if they could definitely continue with the blend to unify the two art styles, kind of in a sense, unify the two groups of people. You know, do you think we could see that with the next Halo game?
Maybe.
Well, the community has been demanding going to the older art style, so it's entirely possible.
I think that has had the most vocal discussion, more so than gameplay, if I'm honest.
No, I think Sprint still wins out on that one.
Maybe Sprint. Definitely trumps that, maybe.
Is it really art style, or is it architecture? Like the way some of the environments are created...
Well, it's not more so the environments, it's more the fractions of, you know, Halo. You got the Covenant and the UNSC. You know, the UNSC in Halo 4 and 5 have a very non-aliens look to them, but the original trilogy has more of an aliens look to the Marines that are very distinct. It's aesthetic, yes, there we go. All-encompassing aesthetic. There we go.
Yeah. I could see it being mixed then, because I do like some of the art style kind of more like Halo 3 that they did.
But then again, like Chief's armor in like 4
and 5
is really good too. And 5, yeah. It's iconic enough at this point. So who knows what we'll see.
Well, the elite models I've liked better from Halo 3. I think there are more.
Halo 2 is my personal favorite in terms of Covenant. Just because you got to see more of them and they were very fleshed out, I guess. I don't know. They look like dinos in Halo 3. They're still good. I mean, Halo 3's art style in terms of Covenant.
Yeah.
Or aesthetic. There we go. Right word.
Right.
is very, you know, updated Halo 2, but with a little more modifications and design decisions. At this point, I think we just all want something more recognizably Halo, but at the same time, a lot of the stuff that 343 has introduced is actually pretty recognizable for Halo. So I think it fits
within kind of what's expected for Halo, but you still have some of the traditional style things that people are a little more attached to.
Exactly. So I think if they bridge the two together without compromising one over the other, I think that could be very positive for the community to talk about.
For sure. Yeah. I don't think there's anything else like to really speculate on.
Yeah, there isn't too much we really know. I mean,
not really.
I mean, even with this update that they came out with today, they had E3, but really nothing was mentioned.
No, not really.
It's an open bag at this point, and I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I'll be at work working a dinner party at the time of the stream.
Oh, no.
So it's going to be hard.
Oh, I'll probably wind up having to watch it on replay as well. So
I'm going to have to sneak to the bathroom and like go at certain times. Honestly, I think it could either open the show or end the show. Because if I was Microsoft and I knew a lot of Halo fans were interested, or at least a big majority of the gaming industry was interested in what Halo was, you know, what's in store for Halo, I would definitely make them wait and watch everything else until the end. If I was being a strategic person.
I would think it'd be closer to the end, too.
I mean, in the past, any Halo information has usually been in that last third of the show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like what Halo 4's announcement was, yeah, really towards the end. I think it was the end of Halo, the E3 conference of 2011 or 2010, when they revealed him like floating out of the Infinity. I mean, Forward Unto Dawn, my bad.
You're good.
I just made everyone sad.
No, you're fine. With the non-rampant Cortana at the time.
I don't know. I just really don't know what's going to happen with the story, and I want there to be a Halo ring in the Halo game. That would be cool.
There should be. I mean, it's called Halo for a reason.
I'd really like to have story in my Halo game.
No.
Oof.
He went there.
He went there. Personally, as someone who's never grown up with the books, I don't want to go into the books to figure out what's going on with the story.
Well, that's just it. In 1, 2, 3, and Reach, you really didn't need to go into the books to get the gist of the story. Halo 4, on the other hand, took it to the extreme where you needed to read the books to understand what was going on. And, of course, the community backlashed about that. So, in Halo 5, they went complete opposite end of the spectrum and put a story in there that had nothing to do with what they advertised.
Well, there's also just the lack of cutscenes in general in Halo 5 was really,
and you know, they left all the, you know, almost all the story in the books.
Yeah,
and you know, they really didn't tell the story that they advertised in any of the books.
That was a big problem.
That was,
I like Halo 4 had a good high quality story
for sure.
The only problem with it is so much leading to it was in the external fiction.
For me, I feel it just, Halo 4 story is great, but its biggest strong point is Chief and Cortana. I think that if the Dyadak was more fleshed out in the game itself and actually told who he is and what all that is, because he kind of just appears as like the big baddie. But, you know, your focus really is just, and the story is Cortana Chief. You just want to get her home. Get her fixed.
Right.
And I felt that should have been played up a little bit more.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Well, we're going to see, guys. We're going to see what happens next. I mean, with the recent, you know, turnarounds in communication and transparency, and, you know, the promotion of some of these guys that worked on, you know, parts of the Halo games that were very successful in the recent years, I have faith.
I think we'll see something good. And Frankie put out a tweet, I think it was Frankie, saying that there is something going to be shown off at E3 that he is super excited for.
Oh, did he now?
Earlier this week, I think.
They're adding another 700 pieces to Forge. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also thinking we might get some more talk of MCC updates during E3.
I was thinking around the same, yeah.
So I have a feeling it's going to be a Halo 6 reveal. or a tease, campaign teaser trailer kind of thing, with maybe a beta announcement. Whatever this Halo Infinity is, maybe as a separate game, or maybe that is the next game. And then I'm guessing they'll probably touch on MCC.
Huh. It's just crazy. Like, we really can't think, like, what's next. You know, like, with Halo 4 ending, we kind of, like, had a conclusion that was satisfying. But at the same time, we're like, well, what's Chief going to do without Cortana? And that was, like, a genuine thought of, like, wow, this would be interesting to explore. But now we just got, like, she's got a Halo ring.
And what's going to happen? And it's a rampant fragment, too.
Yeah, it's a rampant fragment. Does that mean real Cortana's out there somewhere? Is there going to be a big battle between Cortana versus Cortana?
There's a lot of loose threads that was introduced in Halo 4. A lot of loose threads.
And then they just killed Jewel Madame in the first the first part of the game.
That was stupid.
The character you built up.
That was almost cat death stupid.
Oh, we don't need to talk about cat. You don't even want me to go on about Reach, because it's not good. But yeah, it's just like, you killed off the guy that was very interesting, you know? And then the Janus key, what happened with that?
Exactly. Well, they
addressed, that was actually one of my huge things.
So, spoiler, they addressed it in the comics.
Oh.
It is the comics, right, GT? Yeah. They addressed it in the comics.
They addressed it in, was it Escalations, I think it was?
Yep.
Like in, was it third or fourth series?
Yeah, it was later on in the series, I think.
Man.
So if you want to figure out what happened to the Janus key.
I don't really know what to say.
Because it's no longer a part of anything now.
Now what happened with the librarian, you know?
Well, in the Gaos, or GS, or however you say it.
I don't even know.
Gayish.
Gayish.
At least that's how they say it in the audiobook. So,
what happens with the Spirit of Fire? Will they meet up with the Infinity?
At this, well, that's at least recent.
That's recent, yes. But I've been dreaming for the Spirit of Fire to like meet with the modern like UNSC, because then in that way you can reintroduce the old designs.
I think in the next game, the Infinity is going to show up at the Ark.
If this game is basically Halo 3 2.0, Battle on the Ark. Like, I mean, we saw with Halo 5, you got to play as Locker Chief. I mean, they definitely took inspiration from Halo 2.
Well, I mean, you have the domain, you have the precursors, the
and they can buy us where you at, homie.
The Star Roads.
That's going to haunt you for the rest of your life, isn't it, Dust?
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. I need to reread that book and try to understand it better. Or just ask CIA to explain it to me again, because I know I've asked them before. And
do you remember the hype about when the Flood was in the comic, that the Spirit of Fire, like, cryo bay?
Seriously, the Flood is a great aspect of the Halo universe. I don't know why a lot of people don't like it.
Well, I think it comes down to gameplay, because they're just, like, zombies, and they don't provide interesting gameplay, but at the same time, the Flood is a concept.
The combat forms don't, but they drove story through the first three Halo games.
Yeah, and I mean, who can forget the surprise reveal at the time with Halo 1? Like, there's like a zombie kind of aspect of this game that I totally didn't know about.
Yeah?
I mean, imagine a Halo 6, you know, you think you're done, and then you just hear that sound that they make. And it just sends that chill down your spine.
They're back through Halo Wars 2. Granted, they're isolated to the Ark right now, but...
They're isolated to the Ark, yeah. But what happens if somebody, like, oops, I opened the whole shield again? Yeah, I don't know. There's just so many threads of story at this point.
There really is. There really
Where can
is.
They go?
Where do we go now?
Yes, I know they will change the sound, which is what makes me sad.
Anyways, it is late.
It is very late.
We have rambled and talked and had great discussions.
It has been a good night.
It has. Sure. Bean, thank you for being on the show again and telling us a little more about the latest developments of Installation 01.
Thank you, Dust and GT. It's been a great pleasure. I love doing these kind of things. And hope we can continue doing something like this in the future. You know, maybe
of course.
Playtest or something. You never know.
I was almost around for the last playtest, but I had other house stuff that I was doing.
I mean, I think, you know, in the near future, you know, we just got to get a lot of polish done before we're satisfied to say, okay, new video.
Now we can let the community come in and touch a little, a few things.
Yeah, now they can see what we've been really working
exactly.
on. Exactly. Behind the scenes.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, it's been really great, guys. And I definitely enjoyed tonight. And thanks for everyone who stopped by to listen to me ramble about my dumb fan game.
And tell everyone all your social plugs for IO1 and personal ones that you want to throw out there.
Yeah. I mean, guys, these guys are great to listen to and talk to. I think if you listen to Podtacular once a week, you just get some really good insight on life in Halo.
Talking about your plugs.
Oh, my bad.
But I appreciate the gesture.
No, yeah. Just go out there and go through my plugs. I don't know where to go from there. But yeah, no, guys, I really appreciate it.
Well, we are happy to have you over here. Again, check them out. Check out the forums, and they have a Discord server that you can join, and there's a lot of chatter over there. We're actually using all their Discord server tonight for this, for our little crisp chat. Audio. Yes, crisp audio makes for a lot better podcast. And you all have a crap load of members.
We do. Let me check real quick. Just want to...
So you have over 2,700 that are online.
Yeah, we have...
Online. And then offline, you have...
Almost 900.
Almost 6,000. So you have almost 9,000 people on your server.
Yeah. It's pretty great. But yeah, share the link. You know, let people... join up. Just talk about it. Just talk about something positive, you know, something that, you know, that you guys can play and test out eventually.
Yes, please. Positivity.
Please. Halo community positivity.
And constructive feedback. That's all we ask for.
Yep. Constructive feedback and good vibes.
For the Podtacular side, you can find us over on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer, Xbox Club, Spartan Company. I think that covers most of it. If you have it, just search Podtacular and you'll find it. We have our streams that we do every week. Thursday is our podcast stream, which we've been currently doing on Mixer exclusively at 8:30 p.m. on Thursday. We will be wrapping Twitch back into that, so we'll be simulcasting because Twitch has the near instant streaming integrated into their platform now, I believe, for all streamers. So we are going to be co-streaming on both of those platforms now, Twitch and Mixer, in the coming weeks. So you can dive into that a little more so you have a little bit more variety in which platform you want to go to. We also have our Fragging Fridays, which are hosted by Godzilla T. And as you guys heard at the beginning of the show, have been having some great turnouts. Usually lobby's choice, depending on the size of the lobby. So big team, Warzone, customs, that kind of stuff. All in Halo 5. So make sure you check that out on Friday. And then I stream on Sunday evenings. And that's where I've been doing my achievement hunting lately. This coming weekend, we're still working out logistics. I need to talk with GT. We may be doing a post Xbox conference podcast on Sunday to talk about the press briefing, or we might do it very early in the week. So we kind of stay up with the news. So we'll give a little more information about when we're doing that on our social media platforms on Twitter and Facebook and Discord. So make sure you're tuned in and we will let you know when we're doing our next show, and it will be live stream. It just will be before Thursday. So might not be doing the achievement stream, but might be doing the podcast instead this coming weekend. But normally we'd be doing our achievements on Sunday nights at 10 p.m. with me and some other folks. Can you has recon, Blue Spartan? Yes, everyone should have recon in Halo 3. And
gotta email Bungie. They'll give it to you if you do.
Right.
Yep.
You can also check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about each one of those shows over at thepodcast.com. You have 1 week, technically 8 days, but 1 week to get the last Halo Legendary crate for this year. It is Truth Foretold. They also revealed the Prophet of Truth figure a couple of weeks ago. And if you go to poddeckler.com/lootcrate and then use code PODTECKLER at checkout, you'll get $3 off of your crate. They haven't mentioned anything about a year three, but then again, they haven't mentioned anything about not doing a year three, so it's likely that we're going to see a third year of Legendary crates. I will be doing a video, hopefully, of the full year sometime later in the summer. I still have the video I did for the first year. I just never edited and posted it. So that'll be extremely, extremely, extremely late. But better late than never. Maybe. You can check out our Spartan company. Podtaglar.com/company will take you over there. We have one slot available for those looking for the Achilles helmet, but I probably need to go through and prune some stale members. So we do have some space for you to join up if you would like to help us get to Achilles. We still have our Kill Marines commendation being at the lowest level 4 out of 5. We are very, very, very close to getting this one to level 5. We still need another 264, which isn't too bad. I think within a couple of weeks, we'll probably get that one up to level 5. Then the closest two level 5s that we have are still the quickly kill 3 or more enemy Spartans, and that's another 575, and then hijack a vehicle or skyjack a flying vehicle. We have another 182 to go. That'll be it for the show tonight. Again, thanks to the Chunkier Being for coming on over from Installation 01 and giving us an update. Thank you all for tuning into our live stream, for those that did, and for downloading the show. Please review us on iTunes and Google Play. That way our podcast stays relevant to everyone looking for Halo content and podcasts. We will be reading some of the reviews on the show here within the coming weeks. Once we kind of get a little bit more traffic generated on those platforms. And that will be it for this very long episode. Hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. If you're part of the Insider program, then enjoy the Halo 3 and hope to see some streams this weekend. For those that don't catch the streams, you will not be disappointed. On behalf of the Junkie Bean and Godzilla T, thanks everybody. Keep on fragging them trucks.